Okay. And the name of the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down?
That was a wild cherry tree, wasn't it?
Okay. And this is a kind of shrub or bush that the leaves turn bright red. And it's got little clusters of berries or bulbs on it.
That there's a dogwood tree, and that's what Christ hung on.
Okay, I'm thinking of another tree. People used to use this a long time ago for tanning leather.
That's a hickory nut tree.
Yeah, I'm thinking Sue or Shoemake.
Shoemake tree?
Yeah, what's that like?
I never saw a Shoemake tree. I don't reckon, but I didn't know what it was.
Have you ever heard that word?
No, not in this country.
Okay, kind of...
Now, I've heard of a Shoemake bush.
What's that like?
I don't remember, but I've heard them talk about cutting down the Shoemake bushes, you know.
Okay. And what kind of bush or vine will make your skin break out?
What kind of vine or bush would make your skin break out? Well, now, I had a hop vine over at the old place when I lived there, and if you got against that, it'd make you break out.
What was it called?
Hop vine.
Yeah.
You can grow hops, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of poison?
Poison ivy? Oh, you're talking about that, huh?
Is that different from the hop vine?
Oh, yeah. Poison ivy, and then there's poison oak. Both of them are, you know, if you get it...
Yeah.
Get it bruised on you, you know, they'll break out.
Yeah, what's the difference between those two?
The poison ivy is really more dangerous than poison oak is.
Do they look the same, or they both plant?
They look a whole lot like, only the poison oak is more lighter than the poison ivy. The poison ivy is darker.
Yeah, they're both plants instead of vines?
Yeah, no, they're vines. Yeah, they come up as a plant and a vine, they're wrong, you know.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of berries do you have around here? Like the kind that you might make shortcake out of.
You mean grow wild?
Yeah, okay, the kind of berry that you make shortcake out of.
Well, there's the strawberries. We raise strawberries through here. And then there's the blackberry. And I raise a lot of blueberries myself.
Okay, what about another one? It's kind of, some of them are red and some of them are red and black.
There's a... mulberry tree.
Yeah, I think of rat.
Raspberries, yeah, I've got the black raspberries too.
Okay.
And there are red raspberries and there are black raspberries.
Okay. And you say you better be careful about those berries. They might be... You better not eat those. They might be...
No, you eat all of those.
Yeah, but say someone just found some berries and you didn't know what kind they were. You say, better not eat them.
Better not eat them, it'll poison you if you don't know what you eat.
Okay. And this is a tall...
Well, now there's a poke vine makes a berry, too. You see, now those are poison.
Yeah. Is that the same as poke salad?
Yeah. You can eat this poke salad to see when it's young, but it grows up in these berries, though. Them berries are poison.
Yeah.
But now you can take that poke stalk, and I have eat pickles that's made out of them, but I don't know how to make them.
Okay. And this is a tall bush that's got... clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. I'm thinking of laurel or ivy or spoonwood. Have you ever heard of those?
Irish?
Laurel or ivy or spoonwood or spoonwood?
Not through here. I've never heard of any.
Okay, have you ever heard of laurel or rhododendron?
No.